the best life-changing gift. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about the best life-changing gift and the ultimate gift giver. Have you ever thought about the very best gift you ever received, or the very best gift someone gave you? Teenagers dream about a new car. Women dream about diamonds. Children dream about gifts from Santa Claus. Husbands and wives dream about gifts from each other. People dream about gifts. Have you ever wondered about who is the best gift giver you have ever met? Who could give the best gift you could possibly receive? My mom has a wonderful ability to give meaningful gifts, gifts that brighten the day and bring a smile. She is a wonderful gift giver. Who is the best gift giver? Have you ever stopped to think about who gives the best gifts? There is an ultimate gift giver, one that gives eternal gifts. They are gifts of eternal value. The ultimate gift giver is the one true God. He bestows on us gifts every day. The gift of life, the gift of breath, the gift of sunshine, the gift of rain, the gift of food and provision. We often take for granted these gifts. What about gifts of eternal value? Who is powerful enough, righteous enough, and holy enough to give eternal gifts? Gifts with ultimate value, the gift of eternal life with God the Father, to live with Him throughout eternity. The one true gift giver, the one true God gives this gift. He is the ultimate gift giver. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, the New Living Translation states, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loves us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us all in all the future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by His grace when you believed, And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. God is the best and ultimate gift giver throughout all history and eternity and throughout the world and the universe. There is no better gift that could be given or received, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. What an awesome God, one who loves mankind, and one who gives eternal life. It is a gift, and we do not have to work to receive this gift. Nothing we could do would make us worthy of this gift. We could never work hard enough to receive this gift. The giver gives it out of love and grace. Have you received and accepted this precious gift? If you have, think about sharing the good news about such a marvelous gift and the ultimate gift giver. Share with family, friends, co-workers, and your community. This truly is a healing gift for those who accept it. It is life-changing. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states in the New International Version, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." The New Living Translation states, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." The English Standard Version, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." The Berean Study Bible, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." New American Standard Bible, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." The Amplified Bible, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to Him by faith in Him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, has passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life." The Net Bible, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come." The King James Bible, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The New King James Version, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Dear friend, with this life-changing gift, old things pass away and the new has come. Share this great news. You have life within. Share the good news. The mercies of God are new every morning. Share the life-changing news about the wonderful gift from God, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus gives life, abundant life, eternal life, and freedom. This week, share with a friend, loved one, family member, co-worker, or a stranger the good news of the best life-changing gift, the gift with eternal value, the gift to you from the one true, almighty, living, everlasting God who created the heavens and earth, who is eternal, the first and the last, the Heavenly Father. Let's give thanks with a grateful heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. Share the best life-changing gift with someone today.